Ralphie Radio Show. Flo Rida went right round and then, well, around a couple more times and maybe one too many times, and ended up in custody after being pulled over for an alleged DUI in his almost $2 million Bugatti. We'll get the latest right now out in Hollywood, TMZ.com and TMZ TV. Gary Truck. So Flo Rida pulled over, arrested for an alleged DUI. What happens next for Mr. Flo Rida?
Flo, he just got out of jail a little while ago. He spent a really long time in there because they needed to get let him sober up. And so he had a long way to go. Pulled over last night in Miami. He was at this club called Dream, partying. We got some pictures of him partying the night away before he was pulled over. So he tried to leave. He got pulled over around 3 a.m. this morning. The funniest part is, so, you know, everybody knows who Flo Rida is when he's in town. Everybody knows. The cops pull him over. There was a huge crowd of people around his car. They were all trying to get the officers to let him go, saying, oh, no, send him home. He's fine. And they were even, fans were offering to drive him home. So they tried to give him a field test, simple, you know, field sobriety test, walk a straight line. He didn't even try. He just told the officer, hey, I can't do this. I don't feel like I can walk a straight line. I've had a few drinks. Let's try another test. And the officer's like, I don't think so. So he even tried to say, hey, listen, I can make it home. Don't worry about me. And they're like, no, we're taking you to jail. So, so he was taken to jail. We got his mug shot and everything like that. He's going to be in court soon. But we'll see what happens. I mean, honestly, I'm sure he'll be okay. I can't imagine him doing any time for this. But,
right.
You know, it's definitely a mistake. And this is what I don't understand. Man, if you have, like, a sick car like that, why are you driving it drunk?
Yeah,
you're gonna
right.
Nick the Bugatti on, like, a trash can or something.
Exactly.
So
yeah, no, I agree 100%. Flo Rida's got a pretty good crew around him. I mean, obviously, he's from Florida, so he feels comfortable there. So I guess he's driving himself around. But, yeah, surprised that he doesn't have somebody else in his team taking the wheel, especially after he had a crazy night and the club couldn't handle him, had to drop it in there, so on and so forth. You know, Gary, the interesting thing, too, about this is it was only about 10 days ago that officers down there in South Florida were giving him a hard time about driving his Bugatti. And so I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but he was so mad at the officers that he went to a local Apple store and started buying his fans iPads. Like, put it out on Twitter and was like, hey, come to the Apple store on Lincoln Road here in Miami. I'm buying you iPads. And so that's why, you know, when you guys reported about his fans, you know, wanting to drive him home, even offering that much.
Then.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why he really, you know, and I've had him on the show before. He is a good guy, but hey,
yeah.
as you've seen him many times, even good people make mistakes.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, this is obviously a mistake, and luckily nobody was injured in it. But, you know, his blood alcohol level was a 0.185, which is more than twice the legal limit. So
wow.
It wasn't even like he was, like, buzzed. He was smashed.
Wow. I mean, he's a big guy, too, but still, that's a lot of alcohol.
That's a lot of booze in one person at one time.
Well, we'll see what happens, the aftermath of this whole incident with Flo Rida on TMZ.com and TMZ TV. Gary Truck, thank you for the 411, buddy.
Hey, no problem.